Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now. It's Monday, April 25th. I'm Jesse Steele, and you are not. So, we got a bunch of news. So last week, I was in Havasu, right? I missed Thursday and Friday's podcast. I apologize, but by the time I got in and able to do it, it was well past 7:30 at night, and I figured everybody wasn't really going to care. So I just saved everything until I got home, and here we go. So we got to roll into this. The first one is a little bit of an advertisement, I'll give you that, but at the same time, it is some pretty cool news. So Jason Blakey from the Mammoth brand sent us this. And he has some new gear out. It's the Merry Fishmas Mammoth Lakes. Pre-order your Fishmas Tech Cotton T-shirt now from the Mammoth brand. So if you go to themammothbrand.com, you can pre-order it before April 30th. And they will ship out, looks like mid-month, May. So that should be good. It is a short sleeve tee. And it's a UPF 25 plus sun protection, so that's pretty sweet. It's got a fish, got a Christmas hat, it's got Mammoth Mountain. I mean, there's nothing else you can want. If you use the promo code when you go to themammothbrand.com, Fishmas, you're going to get 20% off your pre-order. So head over there, check that out. So it's themammothbrand.com. That's where you get all the good gear around here. You know, it's the stuff I'm wearing all the time. Jason does a great job up there, and we're stoked to have them as one of our sponsors. So another thing I want to get into before we get going any further is the app is out. It is being beta tested right now. So if you are interested in getting in on that, checking it out first before anybody else, you got to join Patreon. That's the deal. Head over to patreon.com/EasternSierraNow, or just go to the button on the website here and just sign up for whatever tier you feel that you would want to participate with. But all of them are going to get it. We will send you the link to the beta test. That's going to go on for probably about a month or so, and then after that it's going to be open to the public. So if you want to help build this and get it designed up the way that it needs to be to work for you, that's how you do it. So go check that out. The other thing that would be great is if everybody would head over to easternsierranow.com and subscribe to the news via email. Once we've got the app up and going, it's not going to be as big a deal, but the email is great because it just sends you an email whenever there's a news story. You don't have to do anything. It's just right there. Boom, this is what's happening. So if you head over to that on easternsierranow.com, just put in your email, hit subscribe. We're trying to get to 1,000. We have 893 now, so we got a little ways to go, but we are closing in. So if you wouldn't mind heading over and doing that, that would be awesome. So let's get into more news stories. So one really cool thing that is also an advertiser, we're doing really good. We're, you know, a lot of people are jumping on board with us. I think they see the benefit in what we're doing and how we're trying to just get everything out there for everybody instead of holding back what we don't think is important or pushing what we do think is important. Well, it's not up to me. It's up to you. So every news bit of information I get, I post. And, you know, I really want you guys to comment on them. That's the other thing. Let's build up a community of talking about this. Give your opinion, get in fights, you know, agree with people, do whatever. It's perfectly fine. Like, I'm not one of those that's going to stop things because, oh, I don't agree with what you said, so I'm not going to post it on there. I've been accused of that before. That's absolutely not true. That's the other guys. They're the ones that do that. I don't care. I want you to come on here and comment because that's the point. It's about community. It's about trying to work things out. I ask that you don't be jerks, you know, go on and be civil and have adult conversations, but that's how we learn and how we grow, is by commenting and talking to other people and seeing other points of view. So by all means, when I have a story up, head over there and comment. It's really easy when the app comes out. You'll be right there at the bottom. What do you want to say about this? Click, go, boom. You know, so feel free. Start commenting, man. I've seen other sites get comments and we don't get a lot of them, and I'm always wondering what that's all about. We get a lot on Instagram, but the website and stuff, we're not getting much. So I don't think people realize that it's there for you. So get on there, man. Let's have a conversation. I love answering questions and talking to people. So if you have anything you want to talk to me about, then just hit me up on there. It's great. So anyway, my point being, this is another of our advertisers, and they are fantastic, and this makes them even more cool in my opinion. Like, I have to have knee surgery soon, so I'm looking at this going, this might be a really good opportunity for me. So here, let me read this for you. So, good news for bad knees. Northern Inyo Hospital District adds robot-assisted total knee surgery. I also want to point out that I am a firm believer in the robopocalypse, and I am terrified of robots, and I think those metallic bastards are going to take us out. But if one could help me make my knee work a little bit better, I'll give in and go for it. So, this past week, Northern Iñigo Hospital's orthopedic surgery team, led by Dr. Richard Moretic, conducted the facility's first two total knee replacements using advanced robotic technology. With this month's arrival of the Stryker Mako Smart Robotic System, Northern Iñigo Healthcare District becomes the first healthcare facility in the Eastern Sierra to offer robot-assisted total knee surgery. For patients, this advancement can mean less post-surgery pain, better soft tissue protection in comparison to manual techniques, and in some cases, better bone preservation. The Mako Smart Robotic System consists of three unique components: 3D CT-based planning, AcuStop haptic technology, and insightful data analytics. The 3D CT planning allows Dr. Meredith to create a personalized plan based on each patient's unique anatomy, all before entering the operating room. Once surgery begins, Dr. Meredic validates that plan and makes any necessary adjustments while guiding the robotic arm to execute the plan. While the Mako itself may be new to NIHD, healthcare facilities have used the system for more than 20 years. Dr. Meredic carefully watched the advancement of the system over many years, developing a comfort with the technology before approaching Northern Iñigo Hospital District's leaders about adding Mako to the hospital services. The Northern Iñigo Hospital Board of Directors approved this addition during its March 16th regular monthly meeting. From there, Northern Iñigo Hospital surgery team training with Stryker's Mako experts began. In close to a half dozen training sessions, the team was led through the intricacies and necessary care of the system. Dr. Meredic underwent several intensive training sessions with other Mako surgeons. The district is incredibly proud of the work put forth by our orthopedic, diagnostic, imaging, and surgery teams to ensure continued quality care for our total knee replacement patients, said Kelly Davis, Northern Iñigo Hospital District Chief Executive Officer. This highly advanced robotic technology is a great addition to the orthopedic services NIHD offers. The Mako is the second robot-assisted system used within Northern Iñigo Hospital's operating room. The first system was the Da Vinci surgical system that they brought back in 2015. And I've seen all this stuff. It is pretty awesome. And part of me is thinking, see, I had massive knee surgery about 5 years ago, and it was at least 2 years before I was at a place where I could run. I could walk at about 6 months or so with a limp, but I still had a brace on. And then up to a year, I was still on and off a brace and limping when I walked, not very well. And there was no going fast. There was no going up steps with that leg. I mean, it was pretty bad. And it, like I said, it was with PT and trying to do the best I could at, you know, building it up. Like I said, 2 years, it was horrible. So from what I understand with these robot-assisted surgeries like the Da Vinci and now the Mako, is it cuts your time in half because it's much less invasive. It can get in there and do tiny little things like stitching you up on the inside and stuff with a microscopic hole and barely even messing with your knee. So in the end, it makes it so that you heal so much faster. Some things that were like a week in the hospital is like an outpatient surgery now with the Da Vinci, for instance. The Mako, I haven't seen a lot on yet, but from what I understand, it's the same kind of thing. So it makes it so your rehab and your getting out of there quicker and getting back to what you want to do is so much easier. So this is really cool. So I think that's awesome, and I will look into this more when I get some more information on it. Maybe we'll get a video or something out of it. We'll post it for you at easternsiernow.com and on our YouTube page. And when you're there, make sure you like and subscribe. That would be super helpful. But what do you think about this robot surgery stuff? Head over to easternsiernow.com, click on the story, and at the bottom, just write in your comment. What do you think? Do you think this is cool? Do you think it's bad? What do you think about it? I'd be interested to find that out. So here's something I'm really proud of here, and I'm super stoked on, is bringing on interns and people to help at Eastern Sierra Now. It's so important to learn from a young age how to do a skill and a trade that you're interested in. I started, just a quick little tangent here, in Big Pine, they had a job shadow day program, and they couldn't get me on with the Lakers for some reason. I don't understand that one yet. I'll have to ask them. But so my second choice would have been something like acting or media or directing movies or that kind of thing, which is eventually where I went down the road. They hooked me up in Bishop with the local access station, where I interned under Frida Lindsay and was taught how to work cameras, how to work editing systems, how to produce a show, how to pre-produce a show, post-produce a show. There's so much to what I'm doing, just this podcast alone. There's a lot to it. And this is all stuff that is second nature for me because I learned it at a young age. And so I've always believed in giving that same thing back. And so over the years, I've taken on many, many interns, production assistants, people like that, just from the local area that want to learn stuff. And then I went to teach high school for film for 5 years. And during that time, I taught unlimited amounts of kids how to work cameras, how to edit, how to just read a story, how to watch a movie and dissect a movie. You know, so many things that I've been taught over the years, just because I think it's important to pass these things on that were given to you. So our latest intern that I am very proud to introduce is young Mr. Bertray, and he reached out to me. I was super impressed with this young man. His parents did. I know them both. They didn't reach out to me. The school didn't reach out to me. He is in Mr. Arnie Palu's, Coach Palu? I don't know what you call him. Is a coach like doctor? You're supposed to call him coach all the time? His journalism class at Bishop Union High School, and he has been writing for him. So he reached out to me and said, hey, is there any chance that I could do something through your website? And I said, absolutely, you can. So we got his first story here, and I am very proud to say that we'll see more out of Bertray, and hopefully we can get him going up into the ranks here and doing some of his own stories, doing some of his own video work, maybe even get in front of the camera. I don't know how he feels about that, but that's just what this job is about, is learning and building. And you know, if there's anybody else out there while I'm on this subject, if you're interested for something in the summer, I can't pay, but I can give you lessons on stuff and teach you how to do things. I can get you stuff out there published. Once I publish this, it's professional. You can use this on your resume. Hey, I was published at this professional website. So that's something for writers that's wonderful. If you might already have a story. Hey, I wrote this about Mono Lake and I'm really interested in publishing it. Send it to me. Counts. Then you can use it on your professional resume as a professional written journalism piece. So young Mr. Ray here is on the baseball team as well, the JV baseball team, excuse me, I need to make sure that's clear, and they played their last game, and this was the write-up about it, so let's see what young Mr. Ray has to say. Bishop Branca, JV baseball team, played against Rosamond on Tuesday, the 19th, with a great victory to finish off their last home schedule. During the game, Andrew Rosga pitched 4 innings with a total of 92 pitches, ending all 4 innings with a strikeout. The defense worked nicely as a team to shut down Rosamond's offense, which helped lead them to a 20-9 win. Good job, boys. During the game, the Broncos had great offense production with Bertray, that's our man, going 4-for-4 and 6 RBIs. Justin Pettit went 2-for-2. Weston Dondero had 4 RBIs. Blaze Lemons drove the last runs to finish the game with a walk off. What a name. Blaze Lemons. I love it. I'm stoked that he's a young guy because we'll be able to say that for 4 years now. Blaze Lemons. Nice. When life gives you lemons, blaze. Brandon Helmbolt is in his first year as the head coach of the Bronco JV. Our bats were hot again, Helmbolt said. I like the momentum the team has, and they are working nicely as a team. Thanks to the Bishop Bronco community for coming out and supporting this team. Excellent work, Birch, and to the boys on the team. Good job. And again, looking forward to more stuff from Birch. And if you're interested in doing something, let's say you want to do a nature piece every week. You want to, you know, we have health and fitness stuff. We have sports thing. We have all this stuff. If you're interested, let me know. I mean, if you're a photographer, you're a videographer, you're a drone pilot, anything that relates, I'm always up for more content, and I'm always up to teach what I've been taught and pass that on, because I think that's really important in our community. So I've been rambling on. We're going to move on from that. But again, thank you, Bertray, and excellent job on your first professional piece. The Bishop Chamber is gearing up for Fishmas. So Tuesday, April 26th, tomorrow, 10 a.m., there's a webinar. You know before you go, Eastern Sierra General Trout Season Opener. This will be a panel presentation on important topics such as fish stocking, hatchery operations, regulations, water flows, boat inspections, and more. We've assembled a knowledgeable group of experts to provide important and timely info. There's no fee to attend the virtual panel presentation, but you will need to register. And the link is at easternsierranow.com. From there, you can register and check this out tomorrow morning. After registering, you will receive a confirmation email containing information about joining the webinar. I'm going to read this one anyway, but it's not very clear in here whether it's for everybody or it's for media people. My first thought is it's for media people, but then it says talking to anglers, and so you see what you think. So Friday, April 29th, 5:30 p.m., media reception at Bishop Country Club Golf Course. We're thrilled to bring back this beloved tradition that celebrates Fishmas. We'll welcome members of the media and fishing industry reps to connect with local fishing enthusiasts. See, that's the part that makes me think it's for everybody. For a party with a purpose. You are cordially invited to come enjoy a nice dinner and swap fish stories with us. I've attached a copy of the invitation, Tawny Thompson says, in case you haven't already received it. If you have already received RSVP'd with April, thanks. If not, we have extended the RSVP deadline until Monday. That's today. Please let us know ASAP if you will attend so we can let the golf course know how much delicious food to prepare. So you can reach out to the chamber. Today is your last chance. So if they're not there, I mean, you probably leave a message or write an email to them and go from there. And I believe it was $40 a ticket to get in. And this is for Friday, April 29th. Ready for Fishmas, everybody. Speaking of that, we will be getting our fishing report going again here with Chris Leonard. That should be going here pretty quick. We just talked about it this last week, so he's going to start posting again, and you're going to start getting the best fishing spots, where things are biting, what they're biting, how they're biting, when they're biting, and why they're biting. Chris does such a great job of our fishing report, so we always want to thank him, and make sure you guys check that out. That's consistently our biggest hit every single time it gets posted. So it's going to be even better once this app is up, I'm telling you that. So you better stay on top of that sucker. So what do we got next here? Oh, this is so cool. So remember about a month ago, we were trying to help the BUHS band and choir kids get to their competition. They were doing recycling drives and car washes and stuff like that. Well, they went. Here's how it went. We just got back from the award ceremony, and the kids' performances were outstanding. Band and choir would like to thank the community that helped them go to competition. We returned with first place awards across the board. Band and honor choir received ratings of superior jazz band, and choir received ratings of excellent. We are very proud and thankful for the support of the community. Back at competition for the first time in 3 years. And that comes from Diana Lannan, the BUHS choir teacher. And she speaks for Ryan Mills, the band teacher, on that as well. I'm already talking too much and we're going long, but I just want to just point out how amazing that is, because my rant before was about how there's no funds that go to these poor kids. They go on their own merit by doing their own work outside of school, washing cars, raising money. Mammoth Mountain had to give them money. I mean, this isn't even a mammoth school. So there's no money going to these kids. The choir program was cut years ago. I mean, they brought it back on. It is one of those things that does not get attention. And I know I'm coming from a place of bias because I'm a theater nerd and a part of the performing arts community, but they go to the thing. This is a big thing. This isn't just some competition. This is like Knott's Berry Farm. Like, all the schools go to it. And they take first place in everything. Why is money not going to this? Seriously? I mean, I understand if, like, tennis and football and baseball took first place every single year and won the trophy every single year for your money to go there. What in the hell? Why are they not getting any money, people? I know I'm biased and I understand that football and stuff like that bring money and those are fantastic programs. I'm not knocking our sports programs. I'm just saying some thought should be put towards these kids that are going to be using these skills for the rest of their life. The last time I touched a basketball, probably 5 years ago. And that's what I learned from high school sports. And that's just my experience, but come on. You know, you've got Hunter Kampmeyer. Was that his name? Something like that. He plays for San Diego now. So you've got that guy. He came out of Bishop. He's playing professional football right now. That is fantastic. That's awesome. You had like the Matt Williams from the third base for the Giants. He came out of Big Pine. You know, this was back in the 90s. He's long ago retired. Now he's a coach. That was a fantastic story. So you got two kids out of the thousands and thousands that have gone through the sports and school programs for Bishop, Big Pine, Independence, Mammoth, all these high schools, and you've got two of them. Maybe a couple of dollars could be sent towards something like choir or band. My personal take on this. Let's move on to the next thing. Great job, kids. You always do such a good job. Both of you coaches are fantastic. Know and love you both really well. And that is a great program. So if you guys stand up for me on that, that'd be great. Go over and check out that article and give me some comments on that. Tell me I'm a horse's ass if you think so, or tell me how I completely am right. But I think the arts are something that are so crucial in school, and they are the first thing to get cut. And here's why. Because the admins of schools and the people that are in charge of deciding what happens there aren't being tested at the state level, which says how much money that school is going to be given per year. They don't test on arts, singing, that kind of stuff. They test on science, math, and English. That's what's being pushed. So when money's a problem, the first people to go is all of the fun classes, all the stuff that's teaching your kids things that they might want to do for their life. So they're being forced into, you're being an English teacher, you're being a scientist, or you're being a math teacher. That's all you get to be. I can't stand the way that schools work in this country. They have the best. I'm not knocking the admins of schools here. Like, I love the admin that's currently in Bishop High School. Personal friends, wonderful people. It's just the way the system is set up. You want to be able to get them into these things that are going to be better for them, so these kids can learn trades. They can learn skills. They can learn things that are going to better their life. And instead, it's set up to make California look good. So they can say, oh, well, we're number one in reading and writing, and we're beating you out, Oklahoma. Everybody probably beats Oklahoma. But my point being, that's what this is about, and that's the shame of it, is that you get stuff like this. These kids on their own dime, basically, and with community support, went and took first place. That's insane. In everything. It wasn't just like one thing. Every category they entered, they took first place. Just blows my mind. It's not balanced, I'll put it that way. Let's move on to some sports, since I'm sitting here disparaging that. And again, let me point out, I'm not disparaging sports. I love sports. I think the baseball teams are killing it here. I think every team out of all of our districts should be praised. They do a great job. Sports are very important, but they're just as important as arts and stuff, or vice versa. Art and stuff is just as important as sports. That's my point, is I'm standing up for the art, but I'm not putting down sports, so please don't think that I am, because I think sports is very important for everybody. Even if you're not athletic, you really should play a sport and learn how to be a part of a team and to face adversity and discipline, and those are very important things, and that's what I've always learned through sports and everybody else. So let's get to it. Quit giving your opinion, Jesse. Four RBI day for Albert Cano seals the deal in Bishop Broncos' victory over Fraser Mountain. Albert Cano was clutch at the plate with Ducks on the Pond on Friday. I love the stuff that Linda Frigerio, the coach, writes. I don't know how much of this she's getting from somewhere else and how much she's writing, but it makes me laugh every time. Ducks on the Pond on Friday. So driving in 4-on-2 hits to lead Bishop Broncos past Fraser Mountain 22-3 on Friday. Kano drove in runs on a double in the second, a double in the fourth, and a sacrifice fly in the fifth. Bishop Broncos got on the board in the first inning. Bishop Broncos scored one run when Reese Dondero doubled. Bishop Broncos tallied six runs in the fifth inning. The offensive firepower by Bishop Broncos is led by Jake Frigerio, Jameson Wolf, Kano, Kennedy Batchelder, and Bodie Garcia, who all drove in runs. Riley Yerokin towed the rubber for Bishop Broncos. The pitcher lasted one inning, allowing zero hits and zero runs while walking one. Noah Caffey threw two innings, allowing four hits, one run, and striking out seven. Bodie Garcia closed with a timely strikeout. Bishop Broncos collected 22 hits on the day. Garcia, Frigerio, Yerokin, Dondero, Kano, and Batchelder all collected multiple hits for Bishop Broncos. Frigerio and Garcia each collected four hits to lead Bishop Broncos. Bishop Broncos stole eight bases during the game as two players stole more than one. Frigerio led the way with three. Bishop Broncos didn't commit a single error in the field. Again, Jonathan Thompson had six chances in the field, the most on the team. So individual stats here, Albert Cano, 2-for-2, 4 RBIs, Hector Martinez, 1-for-1, Jameson Wolf, 1-for-1, 2 RBIs, Riley Yerokin, 3-for-4, 1 RBI, Jonathan Thompson, 1-for-2, Bodie Garcia, 4-for-5, 3 RBIs, Jake Frigerio, 4-for-4, 1 RBI, Calum Gillum, 1-for-3, 2 RBIs, Reese Dondero, 2-for-3, 3 RBIs, Kennedy Batchelder, 2-for-4, 3 RBIs, Bishop will travel to Mammoth to compete on Tuesday, 4-26. That's tomorrow. So that should be a pretty good game. So stay tuned for that. And again, our pals over at KIBS, they live stream that stuff. So if you want to hear the game, Look into KIBSFM, whatever it is. I believe it's 100.7. They will be live streaming it, so you can hear the whole game in detail from them. And we got some softball. The Bishop Lady softball team, Bishop Broncos, they got 17, Frazier 3 in 5 innings. So Bailey Momberg started throwing 3 innings, allowing 3 runs on 3 hits, 3 walks, and 7 Ks. Geneva came in and threw 2 innings, no runs on no hits, no walks, and 4 Ks offensively. Kayla Jackson, 2 hits, 2 hit by pitch, scoring 3 runs. Ouch. Bailey Momberg, 2 hits, 2 walks, 1 run, 2 RBIs. Jaylee Dahl, 3 walks, 4 runs scored. Lindsay Rowan, 2 walks, 2 runs scored. Jada Jackson, 1 hit, 2 runs scored. Deborah Fallingstar, 1 hit, 2 walks, 2 runs scored. Maddie Torres, 1 walk, 1 run scored. Eva Weaver, 1 walk, 2 runs scored. We had 2 injuries during the game. It sounds like it got hit by the ball twice. And the girls were unable to continue in the game. Oh, that sucks. Leilani Torres was hit by pitch in the first inning, and Eva Weaver injured her ankle in a slide at home. Ouch. Hopefully, they will be able to return to the team soon. Yeah, all of our best wishes from Eastern Sierra now to those girls. And battle wounds, man. Been there. So, good job, ladies, on the softball game. And another win. If you're interested in COVID-19 testing and vaccination, clinic schedule, head over to EasternSierraNow.com where we've posted for May. This is the Mono County public health schedule through OptumServe, which is up at the golf course. So if you're interested in that, head over and look at their schedule from there. And the last thing we will go over today is to improve your government, apply for the 22-23 grand jury. The time commitment is not huge, but the responsibilities are serious. Mono County needs your participation. Step up and say yes to serving on our grand jury. You have my word, you will see it as an honor too. That's from Richard Sanfilippo, 2018-2019 Mono County grand jury member. The 11 open seats will be filled as applications are accepted. Submit your application today. For questions, you can contact Danielle Bauman. You can click for details and the application. All of those things are available at EasternSierraNow.com. Okay, last thing I would like to do before we head out today is make sure that we acknowledge our patrons, because they are amazing. Allison, Sam, Fran, Tiffany, Valerie, Deborah, Ida, D, Tomato Head, and Margaret. Thank you so much, as I say every day, but I mean it every day. And you all, if you're listening to this and did not receive the email, will be getting the link to the beta test. Again, it's a test for the app that's coming out for Eastern Sierra Now. Your job, if you choose to accept it, is to download the app and use it. That's all you have to do. If something happens, let me know. Otherwise, we're good to go. Thank you all so much for that. If you're interested in doing that, again, patreon.com/EasternSierraNow. Not only are you supporting local news, but you'll get the chance to be the first ones on the app. That's awesome. It's super cool. Trust me, I'm using it. It's really cool. It's actually, I'm super stoked on it. So go check that out, and we will check in with you guys tomorrow.